Blog Talk Radio.
Slipping away.
Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise God, hallelujah, for that song. I just want to say thank you, hallelujah. This is Pastor Ilona Waters of True Vine International Church, praise God. I just thank and praise the Lord for that song, hallelujah. I just want to thank him, hallelujah, because it could have been me out in the street, hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah, for his goodness and for his mercy, hallelujah. I give honor unto the Spirit of God, unto my apostle, Carolyn McNeil and Pastor McNeil, hallelujah, of Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, praise God. I thank and I praise the Lord for them, hallelujah. I just thank and I praise God because God has just been so good, and I just feel like giving him the praise, hallelujah. I thank and I praise God because I love to worship the Lord, hallelujah. I thank and I praise God for his mercy on today, hallelujah. Let us get ready and pray, praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you this evening to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Father, we just want to thank you and praise you how you have kept us on this day. We thank you and praise you, Lord, for your strength on today. Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord, hallelujah, God, for your mercy on this day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to magnify you, and we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you let your son's precious blood, hallelujah, cover us in the name of Jesus, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, God, and we ask you, Lord, to let Ilona decrease and let your Holy Spirit increase in Jesus' name. And, oh, Father, we thank you and we praise you for what you have already done in Jesus' name. Thank and praise the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. What the Lord has given me tonight will be coming from Luke, hallelujah, 12, starting at the 22nd verse. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's concerning being wearied. Hallelujah. It said, do not weary. Then he said to his disciples, therefore I say unto you, do not weary about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Praise God. God doesn't want us to be wearied. Hallelujah. He doesn't like it when we're weary. Hallelujah. Because when we're wearying, we're not trusting in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For God does not want us to weary. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because over, hallelujah, John 14:1 said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Because you believe in God, believe also in me. A lot of people believe in God, but they don't believe in Jesus. But Jesus is saying, you believe in God, believe also in me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, because you can't get to God unless you go through Jesus. Hallelujah. So Jesus wants us to believe in him. Praise God. He doesn't want us, praise God, to be wary. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's 23rd that life is more than food and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. The Lord doesn't want us to have any worry about what we're going to eat or what we're going to, hallelujah, put on, praise God, hallelujah. With prior teaching in mind, Jesus points out that panic, fear over food and clothing is equally useless. God will provide food and clothing for his children as needed. Hallelujah. It's useless to be wary. It's useless to panic. Hallelujah. When you don't have something or don't have enough. Hallelujah. Because God will provide, hallelujah, clothing for his children as needed. Hallelujah. As you have the need, God will provide. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. It's praise the Lord, praise God. And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to the statue? Which one of us can do that, can add one more cubit to our statue? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus is not promising that God will always give us enough to eat and sufficient clothing. He is saying that God can provide. Hallelujah. Our lives and bodies will be sustained and cared for by God until it is time for us to join him. Hallelujah. God will provide for us. Praise God. He knows how much to give us. Hallelujah. Praise God. He knows how much we can handle. He doesn't want us to worry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus has told his disciples that they should not fear physical death. Hallelujah. Now that he explained they should trust God for their survival. He can feed them, hallelujah, care for them, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Or far more valuable than ravens. We are far more valuable than ravens, hallelujah. And the Lord does not want us to worry, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He sees what we need, praise God. He knows what we need, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Over in Galatians 6 and 9, it said, be not weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we faint not. You're doing well, praise God. And if you don't faint, if you don't stop praying and praise God, reading God's word, you'll reap, hallelujah. But we got to put our trust in God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've got to trust him, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. It says, this verse reminds us that all of our worries and anxieties will not change the outcome of the future, and that we should not waste our time and energy on them. It's useless to waste our time and energy, hallelujah, wearing, hallelujah, on the things that we don't have, or wearing, when is God going to move, hallelujah. We let our worries and anxiety cause us not to trust in God, hallelujah. But praise the Lord. The Lord said we, hallelujah, will put our trust in him, for he said that he would supply all our need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He will supply everything that we need, praise God. But we got to trust in him. Hallelujah. We got to trust God that he is moving. Hallelujah. So don't worry. Hallelujah. Because God doesn't like it when we worry. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Believers should honor God more than they fear death, or then they worry about things like food and clothes. Christians are to remain ready for Christ's return, even as faith separates those who believe from those who do not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. We don't need to be worrying. Hallelujah. Because it doesn't please God when we worry. Praise God. It says that Jesus is explaining that God has more important use for our energy than wearing. We have no good reason to panic about starvation, nakedness, or even death. He said, we don't have no good reason to be panicking. You know, a lot of people panic, hallelujah, when they don't have the things that they need, hallelujah. They panic, praise God, hallelujah. And he doesn't want us to panic, hallelujah. He doesn't want us to use our energy on wearing it. It's useless, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We just give God the glory. It's then God so clothed the grass, which today is in the field, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven. How much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Matthew 6:30 says, praise God. Hallelujah. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah. God took care of the grass. Praise God. Hallelujah. He'll take care of us. Praise God. But we got to put our trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. We got to trust God. Don't worry. Hallelujah. Don't worry. And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have any anxious mind. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God provides for his followers. Not saying that we should not work, but to trust in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. God provides for his followers. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants us to put our trust in him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Don't worry. Hallelujah. This is not no time to be worrying. How do you know some people make themselves sick by worrying? Worrying can cause you to get sick. Hallelujah. And it doesn't please God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It says, for all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you have need of these things. God already knows what we need. Hallelujah. He knows what we need before we even ask him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. He just wants us to trust him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just thank and praise the Lord today. Hallelujah, for how God is moving by his Spirit. Hallelujah. And we just thank and praise him. Thank you, Jesus. We just give God the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We just thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. He already knows what we need. Hallelujah. He already knows what we're without, and he will supply our need. Hallelujah. According to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. But praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that ye have need of these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, Christ comes first. Hallelujah. He is to be number one. God wants to be number one in our lives. Hallelujah. When the worries of the world crowd out our relationship with him. Hallelujah. Placing him on the back burner, so to speak, we can be confident we are not kingdom seeking. Hallelujah. But praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When we put God on the back burner, hallelujah, or either put him up on the shelf, hallelujah, because we're wearing so much, hallelujah, we're not, hallelujah, having a relationship with God. Hallelujah. But seek first the kingdom, hallelujah, and his righteousness. God wants us to put him first. Our focus is Christ, hallelujah. To put Christ is our him first is our focus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Praise the Lord. And we would just take our whatever, praise God, take whatever we need to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And stop depending on others. Hallelujah. The Lord said, the word says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Praise the Lord. The Lord doesn't want us to worry. Praise God. Hallelujah. we thank and praise God, because over in Psalm 46 and 10, it said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Hallelujah. Sometimes we got to sit still and wait on God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We got to wait on him to move. Hallelujah. Praise, because he said, I will be exalted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise God for over in Isaiah 41 and 10, it says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God doesn't want us to worry about anything. He doesn't want us to fear, hallelujah, by anything, praise God. But to trust him, hallelujah. Don't worry, praise the Lord. Don't worry, hallelujah. God is moving, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sometimes the enemy will tell you, praise God, you don't see nothing happening, and nothing is happening. You've been praying this prayer a long time, and nothing happened yet. What makes you think God's going to move? Hallelujah. But you got to go to the Word of God. And if you can't remember it, open up your Bible and read it out loud. Hallelujah. Because praise God, God is moving. Hallelujah. You don't know what God is doing. You don't know how he's moving people around. Hallelujah. But we thank and praise the Lord and give him the praise anyway. John 16 and 33 said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. And in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good courage, I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The only way you're going to have peace when you're going through is to trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He said, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good courage. I have overcome the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 5 and 6 says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what ye have, because God has said, never will I leave you, neither will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortal do to me? Praise God. Hallelujah. That's how the Lord wants us to trust in him. Before he said, I will not leave thee and I will not forsake thee. Hallelujah. He said, I'll never leave you. Hallelujah. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortal do to me? Praise God. Hallelujah. For he says, I will look unto the hills from which cometh my help. For my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God is our helper. Hallelujah. And that's how he wants us to look unto him. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Hallelujah. Said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Hallelujah. We don't know what God is doing for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We might not see his hands working. We might not know what he's doing, but we know that something is going on. Hallelujah. Something is moving in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. God is moving things around. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's moving people out and bringing people in. Hallelujah. He's moving by his spirit. And he wants us to trust him. Hallelujah. Do we really trust the Lord? Hallelujah. He doesn't want us to worry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, they that wait upon the Lord, hallelujah, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, praise God, if we would just wait on God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people will come to you and they say, well, you've been this way a long time. How come God hasn't moved for you yet? Well, somebody, sister so-and-so, God moved quickly for her. You know, brother so-and-so, God moved quickly for him. How come he had to move quickly for you? You serving the Lord. You living for him. How come he's not moving quickly for you? Well, maybe, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He sees that I need, hallelujah, praise God, to wait a little longer because he might see something in me that needs to come out. Hallelujah. Hasn't come out yet. Hallelujah. Because sometimes, hallelujah, the Lord won't move. Hallelujah. Praise God like you want him to. But he has a set time for everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just because he moved quick for somebody else, it doesn't mean that he's not going to move for you. Praise God. You just got to keep your trust in God. Hallelujah. And believe that God is moving. Hallelujah. No matter what somebody says to you. Because, you know, people, the enemy will use people to say stuff to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because they like to discourage you. They don't want to see you come up, because they know when you come up, hallelujah, praise God, they know that God is going to move, hallelujah, but praise the Lord, don't worry, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Over in Romans 8 and 20, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Don't worry, hallelujah, because everything's going to work out all right. Hallelujah. God is going to fix everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise God, hallelujah, for his word tonight. Praise God. We just thank and praise God, hallelujah, for how he is moving. We just, hallelujah, we put God first. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Put our focus on the Lord. Hallelujah. And not on man and not on what man is saying. Hallelujah. But put our focus on the word of God and on God. Hallelujah. Keep looking unto him. Hallelujah. And giving him the praise. Hallelujah. And he will bring it all to pass. Hallelujah. Every word that he has spoken, every promise that he has made, he will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. For he is not a man that shall lie, neither the son of man that should repent. Hallelujah. But he will make it good, praise God, if we just trust in him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise the Lord tonight for his word. We thank and praise God, hallelujah, for what he is doing right now. We just want to thank and praise God for his goodness, for his mercy on today. We thank and praise God for his word tonight, hallelujah. Oh, we give God the glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us not forget. Praise God. Hallelujah. On tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., praise God, Apostle Carla McNeil of Lorraine of Glory Revival Ministry will be having morning prayer. Hallelujah. Let us not forget that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And let us not forget about the conference in August 8th, 9th, and 10th. Hallelujah. Don't forget to get in your registration and, hallelujah, praise God, and your down payment on your room, praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget, praise God. Hallelujah. Because great things are going to be happening in that conference. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah for this day. Hallelujah. We give God the praise. Hallelujah. And we give him the honor on this day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in Jesus' name, I'm asking to bless each and every one on the line tonight, Father. And I'm asking you, God, in Jesus' name, to bless their loved ones, bless their home in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Father God, to encourage them, Lord. Give them peace in Jesus' name, God. And, oh, Father, we thank you and we praise you on this day. We thank you for your word. God, we give you the glory, for without you we can do nothing. And, Father, we thank you and we magnify you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a blessed weekend, praise God, and be safe, hallelujah, and don't worry, hallelujah. Don't worry, praise God, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you.